This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
When your coffee is freshly roasted and ethically sourced, it's music to your ears. Shake up the way you wake up at kingscoastcoffee.com.
Welcome to episode 163 of Star Wars and Scotch. It's Tim, it's Kevin, and it's going to be a quick one because Kevin's got to run out the door to a meeting, and we didn't want to cancel it because it was a double episode.
We're having a quickie.
Yeah, so Tim and I are having a quickie today. That's going to get clipped and taken out of context.
No chance.
It'll happen, trust me. Trust me. It'll be sent to me in Discord probably by 2 p.m. tomorrow.
You've got a busy day. You're doing a lot of stuff for GCX.
I am. Speaking of GCX, yeah, I'm going over to Rosen to meet our new contact at Rosen. I'm going to meet our event services person, the new one. So it's going to be a busy day for GCX.
Don't leak the last part.
Nope. Can't talk about that part. I mean, I could. No,
don't do it. So head on over to gcxevent.com. This is a great time to get your tickets. We've announced all of our dates for all of the things. We actually just had we're getting a group of people together. GCX is growing, man. We've got advisory boards. We got all this stuff going on. We're growing up. We're becoming a real thing. It's awesome.
Our advisory board's going to be posted to the website soon, so you can see who is on the advisory board. But it's some phenomenal people that we got to hang out with yesterday, and I just love how they're all into it and just, yeah, passionate about it. So gcxevent.com. I'm going to keep saying this every week. The tickets today are cheaper than they will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I can do for you there. But also you can head over to kingscoastcoffee.com. I believe Winter Waves is almost done, like days limited left on Winter Waves. So if you want Winter Waves, order it, because by the time you hear this, it might be gone.
What if the groundhog comes back and says there's more winter coming?
Do you really believe in the groundhog? Although Groundhog Day is one of my favorite
movies.
Groundhog Day
is a great movie, though.
It's one of the best movies ever. So
it's Bill Murray.
KingsCoastCoffee.com. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
I think that's
lab,
it.
Lab, anything going on at Lab? You got, yeah. Well, April's around the corner.
Yeah, it's around the corner. We're working on that. Don't worry.
Yeah. So you might want to pay attention to Lab at the end of April. Perhaps April 29th, 4/29.
Dude, we've got Play Live. It's just, holy crap. It's going to fly
Play
right
Live
by.
Summit.
It'll be Christmas. It'll be Christmas before you know it.
I hate when you get older, how the years just... Goodbye. Anyway, let's dive into it so we have enough time to talk about it. I have a feeling, Tim, yeah, that our conversation at the end of the episode last week when I asked you, I said, do you still think the Death Trooper...
Man, we're really close.
...program's on the table?
We're so close because they're not Death Troopers.
They're almost there.
They're damn close to them. They're Shadow Troopers. And so Shadow Troopers... It's really cool that we're getting to see these, and like now they're being like, they're canon, but like now we're actually getting to like really see them. We don't really get to see Shadow Troopers in any of like the older canonical stuff. I think they're like in comic books, but in some literature, but like that's about it. So getting to see Shadow Troopers is really neat. I actually had to go on Wikipedia and check it out, and it's like Dave literally just like pulled that out. He's like, this is what we're using, because it's exactly how they were. They were highly trained, specialized units from the Clone War era that were fighting for the Republic. And then during the reign of the Empire, they were repurposed and used for the Empire. Pretty much the exact same thing. They changed their armor a little bit, but they all wore like this, like, you know, black stealth armor. In the canon entry for Shadow Troopers, they actually use a small red lightsaber as like a defensive weapon. So I'm assuming that'll potentially get changed to like probably like a vibroblade or something like that. But overall, like, Dave literally just ripped that out and just chucked it in there, and it was so good. And I like that. I'm really glad that they introduced like the Shadow Trooper program versus getting a Death Trooper right off the rip. Like Hemlock went from like zero to zombie real quick. And I'm glad there's kind of like this midpoint, because like Crosshair said, these are clones that made it through a process of where they were completely changed. And I was like, ooh, that sounds a lot like Death Trooper. So what happened? Mm-hmm. So in my mind, what might happen is that the Death Troopers are dead Shadow Troopers yeah. that are killed in action. Cause like one got shot. We've seen a couple so far. Rex makes mention of a few of these Shadow Troopers they've run into. And, you know, we see the one that gets shot in the chair. You know, Wolf, which is so cool to get to see Wolf in a younger form before we see him in Rebels when he's older and kind of crazy. What's neat is he said, let's get the dead out of here and go back. And so in my mind, why wouldn't Hemlock repurpose that Shadow Trooper and turn him into a Death Trooper?
Well, that's
where my head's going.
Wolf did say, you know, let's collect the bodies.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he said, let's collect them and then go back to base. So that's what I'm saying. I think the one Shadow Trooper that got shot in the chair could potentially, because why would you want to lose an asset? If you had the ability to do necromancy, like, of course you'd want to get the asset back out onto the field. Like, these guys are crazy. They're nuts. Like, really
scary. It's Game of Thrones. It's the mountain.
Very much so.
It's the reanimation of the mountain. So yep. I have a feeling you're 100% correct. The big tip off for me, and obviously we've seen a shadow. We saw a shadow last season on Coruscant trying to kill Senator Chuchi. This mm-hmm. time it was trying to kill
I'm so glad she was back. It's so good to see Chuchi again. She's so great. I was like, these look like Pantorans. And then is that Chuchi? Chuchi.
Very interesting to see Sing too, because Sing was part of the Separatists.
Correct. Yeah.
Senate.
And he even makes mention to that. He's like, you know, before we were enemies, we were on opposite sides of the war. She's like, well, we've got a common enemy now, so we should team up.
We all want independence. Yep. But the big tip off for me, I'm sure you noticed it, was the way the shadow was talking on comms in his helmet. Mm-hmm. It was bordering on that garbled.
Very close. The cadence was a lot slower. And the stay on mission, like no matter what, like I will do whatever I have to do to complete the mission. That was kind of scary. And again, that leads me to think that these are the beginnings of the Death Trooper program.
Has to. The reveal is probably coming at the end of the season finale or the series finale. And we had originally speculated, oh, Crosshair is going to be the first Death Trooper. But now even the hints.
We were close. We were so close.
Apparently he was close too.
They wanted him to be. And I love the whole thing. It was like, what did he say?
Something about his defect.
Yeah, he's like, defect is in my nature or something like that. Like, that was such a good line. But it goes to show that, like, Crosshair was able, like, he didn't go all the way. You know, like, and a lot of people thought that he did go all the way.
The dark theory.
He was so scared of them. Like he was wild. He was like, we've got to get out of here. Like, this is bad. Usually Crosshair doesn't show fear, and he was very, very nervous about this guy.
So my dark theory is that we may see Tech again, but he might not be Tech.
Oh God. Oh, well,
given all of this evidence.
I don't think so because he's a defect. Just like Crosshair. So I would assume that the conversion process wouldn't take for him.
Maybe.
That's my thought.
Maybe not.
That's my thought. Or maybe it is very dark, Kevin. It's very dark.
Maybe they think it works and it's his way of getting back to them. And he'll be all deformed like Echo.
Oh, that's some Captain Picard level shit. Borg? That's what Picard did with the Borg, where he was like, mm-hmm. I'm still very much so human. I'm going to destroy them from the inside. You know, it's like, oh, I don't know. It could happen. Well,
they borrow a lot from other shows. So,
do you imagine?
Just saying, if you really want to traumatize the children, that would be a great way to do it.
Sure, yeah, nothing like your most beloved clone turning into a creepy robot.
Talk about Wolf letting him go at the end.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know what Wolf turns into because of Rebels. Yep. He's hilarious. But. What's going to happen to him to get him to that point now that he let them go? This is obviously the decision that he makes.
Yep.
That's going to be the catalyst to getting him to where we know him in Rebels. But he let him go. Like, yep. That's probably a punishable by death offense with the Empire.
Yeah, I think that was the turning. I think he already at that point he was already questioning like the whole like, look at what we're doing. Like, look at what we did and where we are now. Like, you're hunting a child, for Christ's sake. Like that's not what we do. That's not what the clones were meant for. Like, it goes against all of their directives. And so I think at that point, Wolf started to realize, especially when it was Rex, like he was thought to believe that these were just rogue soldiers. This was just a rogue cell of rebels. And then he starts seeing these clone bodies. Like, wait a second, these are clones. What are we doing? And so at that point, he was already questioning. He's like, these are my brothers. Why are they dead? And then he sees Rex, and Rex is the one who he was told that was the rebel. And I think at that point, he had already questioned himself enough of being like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah. So I think within the next couple of episodes, by the end, I think we will have Rex's crew together for what we see in Rebels.
Okay.
Did you notice like how much older everybody looks already?
Yeah.
Did you notice how much like Temuera Morrison they look?
I didn't like take a look at that, but I can see that. Yeah,
Rex is definitely starting to show this Temuera Morrison face, and it's really, really interesting to just see kind of like the aging process. And so I wonder if they're going to alter the old versions of them from Rebels a little bit to look more like Boba Fett does right now. I'm very intrigued.
They could. I mean, they had beards and whatnot in that. Plus, with Rex, they're going to try and make him look how he looks as the unintended cameo in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we get to see him as like Temuera as a clone, like as Rex, at some point. I know everybody wants to see like they want more live action Rex, because everyone just loved it in Ahsoka.
It depends what happens to Rex after the Battle of Endor. That's the question, because we could then theoretically see him as he'd be very old in Ahsoka, though.
He would be old. I mean, he'd be a couple of years. Yeah, he would be pretty old, but they could totally pull it off.
Could he be a commander or an officer for the New Republic? Sure.
Oh, I could see that happening. Yeah. Like an old general. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that happening because of his aging process. But he's not going to be. He would have to, Temuera Morrison would have to actually like be aged with makeup to play that part.
Yeah,
because he's too young technically. And when we say young and old, keep in mind the clones grow at an accelerated rate. Omega's an unaltered clone, which is why she's the age
Omega
that she is.
Omega and Boba Fett are both unaltered.
Yes, they're both unaltered clones, Alpha and Omega.
I really hope there's a tie-in somewhere with Omega and Boba Fett at some point in the Book of Boba Fett.
Hey, let's take a quick break and then we'll continue that conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back. Yes, we haven't seen, we're halfway home and we have not seen, we haven't seen Asajj.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
we haven't seen Quinlan.
Six now?
Was that six or eight?
Six.
We got three. I thought that was halfway.
It's seven.
That's
the
case, and we're not halfway.
Oh, God.
Was it seven and eight? I thought it was 7 and 8, right?
How many episodes do we have left? 16? Is it 16 altogether?
16 total, yeah.
We're about halfway, so this is 7 and 8.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So we're halfway there.
You're thrown off because the first week was 3 episodes week was 2.
Yeah, you're right. Well, 7 was Extraction, so this was 6 and 7.
6 and 7, okay.
Yeah. So Infiltration was episode 6, Extraction was episode 7.
So next week we're halfway home.
Yeah, so we'll be halfway home next week, and we haven't seen Asajj or Quinlan.
Or so, Boba or anybody that could potentially show up.
Well, this is interesting. So Rex tells Hunter that he has to figure out why the Empire wants Omega. They know Omega says it's something to do with M count. So now we are going to be looking for someone who understands what the M count is. If they end up finding out that it has something to do with force sensitivity or the Jedi or anything like that, we're going to then go hunting for a Jedi. So potentially not this week or not this coming week, but the following week when we get another two episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when we see. So next week will be a filler, like a hardcore filler, or it'll be so jam packed full of story that it'll set us up perfectly for 7 and 8. It feels like the double episodes are kind of like what should just be one long episode, but they kind of just spread it out, which has been nice. It is really, really nice to just have like a really, really big story kind of comprised mm-hmm. into two. And anyways, so I think that's what's going to happen. I think this is how it's going to set it up. So we know that Omega has something to do with M count. We know that Rex has now given Hunter the mission to go figure out why the Empire wants her so badly. We are also going to be looking for Tantus. So that's probably the two-pronged thing, is Rex probably going to keep on hunting for Tantus, and then they're going to go try to find a Jedi, and it's going to end up being Quinlan and Asajj.
That makes perfect sense.
Or he finds Quinlan, and Quinlan has a flashback to Asajj. Like, because we're just coming off the death of Asajj. Well, no, because Asajj dies.
This is years later.
This is years after.
She dies during the Clone Wars.
Right. So this is years after she dies in the Clone Wars. So maybe he has a flashback to her? I don't know, dude. This part is very perplexing. After reading the book and knowing how this whole story goes about between those two, I'm so lost as to how she makes any sense in this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we will hopefully find out. I'm trying to break down who else they could encounter just to cover all bases. Quinlan makes by far the most sense.
Most definitely.
Obi-Wan, probably not, because he's avoiding everyone.
Yep.
And it seems that the first time he was contacted was by Senator Organa.
Yep.
Yoda's
off.
Talked to Yoda.
No, he's very sad.
Qui-Gon's talking to Yoda, but he's the only one. Mm-hmm. Which makes Yoda seem insane. Luke's too young. Leia's too young.
Yep.
And they wouldn't know anyway.
Nope.
Kelleran's out there somewhere, we think.
I mean,
so of him.
Wolf was under the command of who was his leading Jedi? It was Mask. Oh crap.
Plo Koon.
It was Plo Koon. Plo Koon was with Wolf, so I wonder if Wolf will end up having a flashback to killing Plo Koon.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Was Wolf the one you think that shot him down?
I would assume so, because all of the commanders were with each other.
That'd be wild if Wolf was the one who shot him down.
Well, because you see how, I mean, like, you watch his fighter explode in that fight.
He's another one people have theorized is not dead, that he ejected before the
explosion. I mean, like, we've seen in Clone Wars that he can live in outer space. Like, he was able to do that. It was the one where they're in these escape pods, and the B1s were coming, and they were, like, cutting open the escape pods. And he just, like, goes out into no atmosphere, and he's just like, I'm out here. Like, everything's fine.
He, of all the Jedi surviving, honestly, he would make the most sense just because of the other things we've seen him do.
He's very resilient to everything.
Yeah, he's the one that him and Kit Fisto are like my favorite Clone Wars era Jedi. Because Kit during the Mon Calamari Wars is the best. Everyone's like got these pods and these ships. He's like, I'll just swim around and kill bots. It's fine. I'll do it shirtless too because I'm ripped. Yeah, so I don't think they'd bring back Plo Koon for this. Maybe this is your beloved Mace Windu return too.
Oh, shut up! My hair is just having just a day right
Tim
now.
Tim is just doing his hair on the.
If we were just an audio only, it'd be fine. But this is what YouTube gets to see. There you go.
That's fine. You look terrific, Tim.
Thanks, dude.
You look amazing. So maybe this is the return of Mace Windu, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Maybe Darth Jar Jar will reveal himself.
Oh, Mace, I don't think so.
Yeah, Quinlan makes the most sense. I don't see a way around that. So I was thinking maybe we'll go to Tantus this episode. No, Tantus is going to be like the last three episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be all about attacking that, blowing it to smithereens.
That's your Death Trooper reveal, is the final phase of their project. I think they'll destroy Tantus. Do you think Hemlock will be killed?
No.
You think he'll live on and move his research elsewhere?
I mean, we don't know. I mean, like, I think he's getting set up to be the Minister of Science, and so he would just end up going back to Coruscant.
He has to be on Tantus, though, for a confrontation in that episode at the end.
Yeah, I just don't think... I mean, it'd be cool if he died. He's got too much going on. There's just too many of these crazy projects. But, okay, well, hold on a second. That would be
interesting. He's got to talk smack to Rex and Hunter.
So if he died... If he died, that would make a lot of sense as to why the Emperor struggled with getting clones to work.
And couldn't you see the ending being like, you know, Inspector Gideon, we need you to clean up this mess type of thing?
And it goes into Rogue One.
And then he learns about Project Necromancer, and that's what he spends the next 20 years working on, is like, how do I save my ass when all this falls apart type of thing.
Trying to see
what... He's not going to be a Moff by the time this rolls around.
No, but I don't...
He still works for ISB.
No, so wait, who do you think he hands Necromancer off to?
I don't think he necessarily hands it off to Gideon. I think ISB would be the ones that would have to clean up the mess and make sure that the word doesn't get out and everyone who knows about it's killed and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, if Gideon took over, that would be really interesting.
Or at least as a sign to the cleanup of the project.
I think him dying makes sense, though, because it explains the inability for the Emperor to have a workable clone. Because if they... Or they're just unable to find Omega, and so then they're unable to actually pull... Maybe that's how it all works, is like Omega really was the key.
I think she'll get captured one more time, but they won't complete the research they need to obviously get him a viable clone. Also, I love that she now has a Wookiee weapon.
Yeah, it's really cool.
She's got a little bowcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Those things hit like a truck in Knights of the Old Republic. I think this all ends at Tantus. I think it ends with Omega. I think she will get captured one more time, and that'll be their motivation to really get the job done.
I don't know if she'll get captured again. Crosshair's been very protective, like Mother Duck. It's pretty cool to see.
Even Wrecker was waiting for her when she was talking to Echo when they first arrived at the base. Also, did you notice that the base that they were in looked like another one of those monasteries monks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely has that Jabba the Hutt Palace spire vibe.
Yeah, so it was
a monastery, right? It took over by those monks that have the brains that live in the spider things.
Yep, I'm assuming this was another monastery of theirs.
We've seen a couple of those like sprinkled throughout the different planets we've been to, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little, I don't want to say, yeah, I guess it's an Easter egg, you could call it that. But so do you think next week's a filler episode?
It's either going to be kind of just like a lighthearted, like the gang gets into trouble kind of thing, or it's going to be like so packed full of stuff that it's going to be kind of like on the edge of your seat the whole time. I really don't know. I'm not sure. Like we haven't experienced a true filler episode yet. So like, I don't, at this rate, I don't think we're going to get one. I think they're doing a really good job of just throwing in a lot of story. Because they do have a lot to get done.
The pseudo filler, but it keeps the story rolling type of deal.
Yeah, I don't like mentally check out. Like the one where they were like, they went to the beach colony and they had a vacation, that whole thing where the gang got stuck in the water. Like that was a filler episode. Like we had some serious filler episodes last season, and I haven't felt like any of these episodes have been one. So I'm really impressed so far.
So the reviewers have only seen the first eight episodes, and they said they all had this mature tone and
beautiful.
It was dark.
That means episode eight's going to be a banger.
So if you have any filler, if you will, it's going to be prior to the last three episodes.
Sure.
And even then, I don't know. I think they have more story they want to tell and get out and make the connection to what we'll see in Ahsoka and beyond. So. Yep. It's been good. That's the best way I can describe it so far.
Great. Honestly, like, I was kind of dreading Bad Batch because of last season. It wasn't my favorite. And I was like, oh, man, here we go. And I'm really glad that they've gone in this direction. They've made it more dark. Like, everything's been really action-packed. The story has just been engaging the whole time, too. It's good. It's a great place to be right now.
And then I believe it was last week. It might have been the week before. I don't think we said it. Acolyte is coming out in June 5th.
Damn.
It's a tentative date. So that will be the next show we're covering. Thankfully, it looks like no shows during GCX this year, which is awesome because that was fun. Because if you remember, I believe Ahsoka ended the week before GCX or started.
I don't remember.
One of them.
It's all about
So Acolyte, June 5th is the tentative release date. I don't know what to think about Acolyte still. Like, I'm a little, why aren't we getting trailers?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where my head is at.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we'll see. But that's going to do it for today. We'll talk about Star Wars Unlimited next week. I think Tim and I also need to play a round of it. I have the cards right here.
I haven't touched it. So
Hunter wants to play, but I'm going to a concert this weekend for first time in God knows when. Nice. So back to Orlando again on Saturday. Racking up those I-4 miles that get you nothing. You can check out Tim. He's Darkness429 everywhere on the internet. Make sure you go follow him and subscribe on Twitch and YouTube. And if you see him live, give him a thumbs up on YouTube because Tim loves your thumbs.
I do love your thumbs.
So Darkness429 everywhere on the internet. I'm KMagic101 on Twitch, KevinXVision on Twitter, KMagic101 everywhere else. So you can follow me. Obviously, you'll know this later. I'm not streaming today because I will not be home. No,
make sure to check out Kevin and Ben on the jam on Thursday, tomorrow.
That too. Yep. That's live on everyone's channel. So you can go there. And then, what did I forget, Tim? King's Coast Coffee, Winter Waves,
we did all that.
GCX tickets.
I think it's time to get you on the road, bud.
Star Wars and Scotch. We are Star Wars and Scotch. Star Wars Scotch everywhere. Rate, review, subscribe. It helps immensely. I got to hop in the car, take my kid to school, and then drive straight to Orlando. So I will see you all next week for episode 8 of The Bad Batch.
May the Force be with you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big.